Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of March 22nd through March 29th. And this show is all about Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde starts here in a few minutes for you guys listening live. It is actually kicking in at 8:19 p.m. Eastern. That would be 19 minutes from now. And we are headed into this backtracking agenda from now until the 15th of April. It is going to back from the 16th degree of Aries back to the 4th degree of Aries. So if you know your chart, if you have planets between 4 and 16 degrees, especially in the cardinal signs, which would be Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, then you can expect to be super busy during the next 3.5 weeks. But we are really going to be talking about the way this retrograde is going to lay out, and we're also going to talk about, you know, kind of the really important stuff in this week ahead, because, man, is it getting focused. I mean, seriously focused. So we're talking about Mercury retrograding in Aries. Aries is the sign of taking action. It is a motivating, passionate, stirring the heat within the body. That can be passion, or it can be anger. It can be aggression. It can be fights and wars. Or it can be motivating you guys and really getting you to, you know, light that fire behind you so that you get in there over these next few weeks and do something about whatever this is that's important for you to go back and take care of. Think of it as a do-over. There may be something you would have missed had this slowing down not occurred, had there not been an opportunity to go back and look at something again. It is either about releasing something, you know, you can go back and get better closure, or if you have left something undone, you can go back and let go of it, get it, you know, off your plate, out of your life. Or it can be about rekindling something by going back. That can be going back over current stuff you're involved with and, you know, seeing how you can heat that back up. Or it can be going back to the past and reconnecting with past people, past situations, ideas, issues, opportunities, right? And seeing what can be reworked in those areas. It is about rethinking things. And again, going back to Aries, you really want to focus on your needs in the situation. This may mean that over these next 3.5 weeks, you should really look at, you know, are you happy with your body? Is there something you need to go back and let go of or rekindle or rework or rethink? Are you happy with your image? Are you happy with your brand? What about your name? What about your title? What about your ego and how that's been playing out for you lately? How's that working for you? What about your identity? You know, think about where you are with yourself. You happy? What can you do about it? And then also just plan on, because this is Aries, this is our first sign, it's dynamic, it's courageous, it's, you know, motivated and active, that it is about going back and showing up. So that can mean that you need to show up during this period for something that's personally important to you, or you need to show up physically and get involved in something here. So again, major do-over, covering the degrees between 4 and 16 degrees, obviously starting on the 16th and backing down to the 4th degree. The key significant date, you know what, before I tell you that, let me just tell you something about this retrograde that's important. It is singularly minded. It is only about what I've just said to you and the square that it's going to be having with the sign Capricorn. And so for all of us, it means the square is pushing us. There is something we need to get off our butts and do, or there is something that we're going to feel challenged by or frustrated over, and we really need to take care of that. Or there's something that we're going to feel super, uber ambitious about and driven and motivated, and this square is frictional in that way. Regardless, the Capricorn energy in that story is either about a personal goal that you need to attend to in this situation, or it is about your career. It could be about your status or reputation or fame or notoriety, or it could be about an authority figure that you're dealing with during this time frame. So if you need to go and deal with that, you know, judge, director, producer, teacher, parent, boss, mentor, priest, whoever that, you know, older, established, higher up type individual is, then this could be about the friction with that. So you really need to look at what it is you need to do. You want to take advantage of this energy. It's not easy flow. My dog is freaking going crazy. Mercury rules pets. Then I'm going to go nuts. Just like on top of the chair going in circles, like, and then talking to herself. Okay, sorry. So anyways, what was I saying? I don't even know. I'm going to like regroup here. So I really want you guys to think about, you know, what it is that needs to happen here. Oh, I know what I was saying. the frictional energy here is not the easiest, but we see the most happening when we have these squares. So it is going to be, you know, really going to help you make this happen or push for that next thing so that you're ready to then move forward with a cleaner slate and better opportunities once we're back in direct motion after April 15th. And there is always a shadow phase, you know. So once Mercury goes direct on the April 15th, it'll be at that fourth degree. The shadow phase is when it's going direct until it gets back past the 16th degree that the retrograde started on, and that will happen on May 4th. And so you're moving forward, but you're kind of still dealing with some of the stuff that was part of the retrograde, not in a bad way. You're moving it forward now, but it's still some of the same story. You get past that story, or at least start to have the opportunity for new stories to start arriving after the shadow is over, which is May 4th. So, you know, if you're trying to time this up, and you can think about that. Mercury retrogrades are notorious for having issues. Either we have miscommunications, you know, somebody really irks or pulls our chain, and, you know, but we really read them wrong, and then we find out later, and there was a big blow up for no reason, right? Or vice versa. They take us the wrong way kind of thing. So you really want to be careful. This is Mercury's about communication, and it is in a hot-headed sign. Sorry, Aries. passionate sign. And so, you know, don't just go off on people. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Tell yourself, I follow astrology for this reason so I don't get caught up in this stuff. And, you know, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but anyways, keep it in your mind, you know. That there can be miscommunications. Clarify yourself. Ask for clarity. When you're sending out emails or leaving messages on phones, if you don't hear back from them, it could have gone, you know, to Bubba down the road, and Bubba don't know what to do with it, and you're like, why didn't this person get back to me? They hate me. They're horrible. But Bubba don't know what to do with it. So double check. Make sure your information got where it was going. And double check facts and figures, you know, make sure that your receipt adds up to what you got at the grocery, make sure that your paycheck is what it's supposed to be, make sure your bank statement lines up, you know, that miscommunication, so keep that in mind. Not the best time to sign a binding agreement if you can hold off until the retrograde is passed without it messing up your opportunities. Sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we have to make that decision. It is okay to sign agreements if it has to do with something that you're going back to, something from the past, and, you know, finally it's coming back around and you're finally going to sign that and get it off your plate, right? So you have to decide, is this something brand new that's just showing up during the retrograde, in which case try to hold off. Is it something that you've already been involved with or from the past, in which case it's okay to go ahead. As far as like mechanical and electronic things, you can have issues with cars, you can have issues with computers and your electronic devices in the house, your toaster, your whatever. And so, you know, again, not the best time to buy something new. If you can wait, you know, until the 15th of April. And when I say wait till that day, I mean it's let that day go by. Start on the 16th, you know. You know, it's a little late for you guys to go backing up stuff unless you want to run and do it right now in the 10 minutes before it actually goes retrograde. But you might be, you know, dealing with some of that during this retrograde. So those are some of the issues that you just have to watch out for. Because it's in Aries, we might, you know, physically get into situations where we're breaking something, or where, you know, we're, again, getting passionate about what's happening. So I would definitely say a little extra care when you're in vehicles and around these appliances and things like that. And now, as far as the major dates that are going on, obviously today is one, as the energy is shifting, that's Thursday, March 22nd. Then we're going to have the midpoint, and honestly, there is not a major alignment until the midpoint of this retrograde, which is on April Fool's Day. Oh boy, isn't that going to be fun? And so on that day, usually there is some potential for an aha moment, or you've kind of come halfway and you figured out what this retrograde was about for you. And so at that point, you can start to then, you know, you've been going up the mountain and now you start to come down the mountain of the retrograde. And there can be important talks or meetings, news or information, agreements or sales or writing or offers or decisions coming in on April 1st, because it's that day where they, you know, it's coming together for you. Then I want you to circle April 3rd through April 5th, all 3 days, the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th. These are our challenge days. These are the days when Mercury will first square Mars in Capricorn. That's April 3rd and 4th, and then square Saturn in Capricorn on April 4th and 5th. The fourth, when the two energies are overlapping each other, but it's all pretty much in conjunction here, as tight as this configuration is. So I do believe all three of those days are going to be intense. And again, these are days where whatever news is coming in, whatever you hear about, whatever talk you have, whatever idea or agreement or sale or writing or short trip or local activity or meeting or decision you're making that's all about you and what you're all wrapped up in with this stuff is going to come into this frictional pattern with the goal you set or the career or the reputation or that authority figure. Mars, between the 3rd and 4th in the square, is going to heat that up even more than it already is. So there can be way more activity or anger or passion or motivation with this authority figure or the goal or the career on those 2 days. And then Saturn on the 4th and 5th is kind of cementing something. You're getting your ending or your commitment, or you're dealing again with that higher up authority type person, or you're tackling the responsibilities in the matter, or you're dealing with a limit or a loss or restrictions or structures, what else, the timing of the scenario. So, you know, I do think you should give yourself a little bit extra time on those 3 days, because you might not be able to get to anything else but this. This looks really intense. But then that's it. And then we have Mercury going direct on April 15th, which would be the next major day. And that's it. And it's, so it's very focused. It's kind of concentrated on just a few days during this 3.5 weeks. And those will be the main player days, right? And so I do think we can really work this. I think you should, if you don't know already, which I'm sure you do, what that goal or career matter or authority figure issue is with you and what it is you're feeling driven to do. Well, I'm going to go through all the signs here and talk about the areas of life that this will be playing out for everybody. But again, those are your significant days, which are today, April 1st, which is the turning point, April 3rd through 5th, which is the big challenge and push with the Capricorn energy, and then the 15th when it goes direct. Now, before I start to break it all down with the signs, I want to talk a little bit about what's happening in this week ahead that's also outside of this retrograde. And what's interesting to me is when I was trying to go through and outline all the configurations, guess what? The only other configurations, we have the Sun squaring Mars in the week ahead. We have the Sun squaring Saturn in the week ahead. And we have Venus squaring Pluto in the week ahead. And all three of those are doing it from Aries to Capricorn in a square. So they are all doing the same exact thing that Mercury is trying to get you to do. They're just involving different things now. So when the Sun shows up with this, these are the days where you're showing up, you're physically in there, or it's very personal for you on these days, or it has to do with your body or your image or brand or name or title. And so the sun squares this energy on Saturday the 24th and on Thursday the 29th. And so those days you can plan on showing up and getting more involved, even so, this and whatever else is going on with this stuff. And then Venus squares Pluto on Friday the 23rd. So that adds to the story on that day by bringing in something about love or a lover, something about your income, something about women or a woman, or something about beauty. It could be one of those things or all of those things that's driving you. And then with Pluto, it's bringing in what you're dealing with the goal or the career or that authority figure when it comes to a financial scenario or your sex life or a reproductive or hormonal situation or a divorce or a death or a birth or some kind of, you know, power struggle or empowerment or third-party scenario. So, again, very basically, the overview for the entire week ahead is the Aries squaring Capricorn, which I've just broken down for everybody. And that's going to continue on for 3.5 weeks with the Mercury retrograde. So we've got our marching orders here. Let's look at how it really starts to impact all the signs. For Aries, straight up, you guys, as one of the cardinal signs, you're going to be very driven. You should feel this energy, definitely calling the Aries to go back. And so whether that means during this next week ahead and 3.5 weeks with the retrograde, if that means you guys are being called to go back and really review where you are with your body, with your image, with your brand, with your name, with your title, with your personal needs in life, or whether that has to do with you physically going back and reconnecting with someone or some going back to some issue or opportunity or situation, or going back and personally getting involved in something, you know, it can be either or both, okay? And you guys should have some clue as to what this is going to be about. Definitely is the time for a do-over for you guys. Think about what you feel passionate about. You know, how do you feel about who you are, what's going on with you physically, where you are on a personal level, how you feel about your passions. Do you need to review some anger issues with somebody or with yourself, you know? And then just definitely remember that that 3rd through the 5th, you guys are going to be in that push mode when it comes to the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the teacher, or when it comes to your career drive or what's going on with a personal goal. Those days are highly frictional. You may get a lot done. You may be very frustrated. Keep an eye on the anger. Come from passion. Come from motivation. And then, you know, as far as like the sun being involved on Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th, those days, again, you're showing up on those days, physically involved with this push forward or personally involved. And then on Friday the 23rd with Venus squaring Pluto, you can focus all of this either on love or making money, on women or beauty interests, on the bigger financial picture or the intimate sex life, reproductive scenarios, divorce, death, birth, or third parties. So there you have it. For Taurus, all of this energy with the Mercury retrograde in Aries and with these planets working from Aries in this week ahead is focused on your 12th house. So the Tauruses are going to get super duper busy going back over something here. Time to get back into the past. Time to go back to the old project or the old, you know, situation or issue or opportunity or people, and focus on either something artistic. This could be, you know, film, music, painting, poetry, theaters, concerts, museums, dance, whatever the muse is calling you to, or calling you back romantically, either to a past romantic partner or to rekindle romance with your current partner, or to take a break while you're attending to these other 12th house matters. You know, and take a little space and then come back around as it goes forward on the 15th. So romance may be part of this. Your spiritual life is part of this. Is it time to let go of some spiritual beliefs that are not working for you? Is it time to reconnect with some older interests that you used to have? Is there a reworking of what you're doing spiritually with your prayer or meditation or yoga? Is there something in the magical realm or the psychic realm that is calling you back to the past? You need to go back and see your old psychic during this time, or, you know, go to a magic show that you haven't been to in a long time. It can be about institutions. So if you do need to show up and get involved, I mean, thinking of the physicality of Aries, if you need to go to the hospital for a procedure, if you need to go to a spa or retreat to rest your body and invigorate your body, this time could be calling you back to that. So institutions, and anything with research or investigations, digging into information. So you could definitely, the Tauruses could uncover some secrets or uncover some information that's kind of been hidden from them for a while during this time frame, because those things are going to come back around in all kinds of wild and weird ways. And for Taurus, when we get to this big square with Capricorn that the whole retrograde is going to be about for the next 3.5 weeks, and also you're going to be playing out throughout this week ahead, it's about your ninth house. So there is something that you need to push for more or deal with as a challenge that has to do with either travel plans or people at a distance, legal matters, educational situations, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting scenarios, ceremonies, or religion, or politics. So, you know, that's quite a bit to choose from. I'm sure some of those rung a bell for you. Don't get too stressed out between the 3rd and the 5th when this stuff is going to be really heated up, but you can really motivate and really go for some stuff here. Again, when the sun is involved in this week ahead, that will be the 24th and the 29th. On those days, you'll probably be showing up, in this configuration between the 12th house and the ninth house topics I just listed. And then on Friday the 23rd, Venus and Pluto square there, so you can start to add in the situation of love or income or women or beauty and the bigger financial picture, you know, the loan, the debt, the alimony, the taxes, the insurance, and the investment, something like that, or your sex life or divorce or reproductive needs or third-party scenarios. So lots going on behind the scenes for Taurus during this retrograde. A lot of things coming out to light as well. So keep an eye on that. Should be interesting. For Gemini, excuse me, Gemini, all of this Aries energy that is going to be taking you back for a do-over with the Mercury retrograde over the next 3.5 weeks, and ching, 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 we're in the retrograde now as we speak. And we'll definitely be keeping you very busy in this week ahead with some other planets as well. It's going to be focused on your social stream, so this can be about friends, it can be about groups, it can be about the internet, it can be about social networking, it can be about parties or events or other kinds of gatherings, it can be about charities, it can be about astrology, and then it can also be about your personal aspirations and your freedom and your original ideas and your original projects. So something there is calling you back. And so you might be running into a lot of old friends or go back to that group or exit a group you're involved with now, or you might return to that old website or end something you've been doing online, or, you know, so it, either way, it's a do-over. You want to be open to that past potential and really motivating about something here. You know, I think passions will be stirred, or anger will come up, or you'll just be driven to do some things here. And as this comes up to square the Capricorn energy for Gemini, it means that all the frictional energy that will be involved during this retrograde and in this week ahead will hinge on either something financial going on in that story. So what you're doing about the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the alimony, child support commissions, partners' money, whatever the big financial thing is, right? Or it'll be on the personal side of this sign, which means for Gemini, the friction will come through sexual attractions or jealousy or obsession or triangles or something going on with reproduction or something going on with divorce or a death or a birth or a, I said a triangle. So the triangle can play out in any part of that. So between April 3rd and April 5th, you guys are going to really be in the thick of this, pushing for something. Something's going on. You're showing up. You're in there. You're dealing with the information, making the decisions, going back over this stuff to release or rekindle or rework or rethink it. And either you're very ambitious or you're very, you know, challenged in figuring out what to do about all this stuff. And then when we look at this week ahead, the sun will show up and amplify all of this story on Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th. Those days are definitely putting the focus on you. So either you're showing up physically again and getting involved in this stuff, or it's about your body or image or brand or name or title in the situation, or it's very personal to you what's going on with all of this, you know. So again, it's the flow with the topics I've just listed. And then the other influence is Venus squaring Pluto on Friday the 23rd. This will either bring a woman or women into the story or bring love or lovers or income situations or beauty themes into it. And it can also then kind of intensify the side of the equation that is about finances, sex, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, or third parties. So there you have it. Take your time, slow down, it's a do-over. You know, you are on shifting sand until April 15th, everybody is. So try to just be remain open, see what's happening, allow yourself to learn from this and figure it out, and then more will come to light as we move forward on April 15th. For Capricorn, I'm sorry, that's my first Mercury retrograde moment. For Cancer, Cancer is the other C's sign, right? All right, for Cancer, Cancer is one of the four cardinal signs that is going to feel this retrograde the most intense, Aries being the first, Cancer is the second, Cancer. All of this Mercury retrograde slowing you down in current situations, taking you back to the past, to reconnect with people or situations or issues or opportunities, to release things that are not working in current or past scenarios, to rethink and revitalize what's going on. This is going to be focused on your career, your reputation and fame, a big personal goal that you're driven about during this period, or an authority figure, which would either be a boss, a parent, a judge, a teacher, a director, producer, mentor, someone like that, okay? So you have your choice here. It's either going to be about your goals, your career, or this authority figure, maybe a little bit of a few of those things, right? And so you want to be open to running into those past individuals, and you want to be open to anything that's slowing down or retreating now because it's part of the story to give you the time you need to figure this out. And you're going to be showing up, and you're going to be looking at how you feel about yourself in this scenario. Are you happy with your body or your image, your brand, your name, your title in this situation? Are your needs being met? What do you need to go back and talk about or rethink or look at agreements about or make decisions about? When it comes to the frictional square to Capricorn, you know, for Cancer, this means that you're either going to be more ambitious or you're going to be challenged, or there's just going to be this frictional energy playing out when it comes to what you're going back over, and the partner, the client, the specialist, the agents, the attorneys, the competitors, the opponents, the advocates. It's all about the one-on-one relationships in your life. And so those are really going to steam up between April 3rd and 5th, all three of those days. You're going to feel the push here with whoever it is you're dealing with about this goal, career, or authority figure. And so expect to be super busy then. And in this week ahead, the sun is also going to get you more involved, showing up, making it about you and your needs, getting physically or personally into the story on Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th. Again, goals, career, authority figures, and that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, or advocate. And The only other thing is Venus squaring Pluto on Friday the 23rd. This will add into the story either love or income flow, women or beauty interests, the bigger financial picture, be it the loan or the debt or the inheritance or taxes or insurance or bankruptcy or alimony, et cetera. Or on the personal side of Pluto, about sex or reproduction, divorce, death, birth, third parties in the mix. So there you have it. Your marching orders, time to get busy, time to go back and figure all this stuff out. And you got 3.5 weeks to do it. This week ahead is going to be super busy. For Leo, Mercury is taking you back for this do-over over the next 3.5 weeks. And this week ahead is also going to add a bunch of other planets aimed at this. And so it is about getting personally and physically involved in either letting go of something or going back to the past and reclaiming or rethinking or reworking something or having a do-over in a current scenario, slowing down in a current scenario. You know, so your things are shifting. The energy is shifting here. And the focus is on your ninth house. So over the course of these next 3.5 weeks, you're going to figure something out when it comes to something legal. So if you know there's something you need to get off your plate legally, this is the time to dive in, go back to it, and figure it out. Sit down with attorneys or whoever, whoever's helping you incorporate or whatever the legal thing is that's coming back around from the past and tackle it. That's number one is legal. Number two, travel. This would be travel at a distance or people at a distance or foreign interests, you know. So you might be traveling back to a place that you used to live or you used to visit. You might have somebody visit you from far away. You might have some issue come back around that is going on with maybe your parents live across the country and all of a sudden there's something going on with them or a friend who's gone off to college somewhere far away. You know, so distance and travel is number two. Number three is education. So you might decide during this time, you're thinking about yourself, you know, the Aries wants us to look at ourselves in this. And saying, man, I really need to go back and get certified or trained in something, or I need to get my degree. Or you might decide, I really am ready to start teaching, and, you know, I'm going to take this 3.5 weeks and start to figure that out and get into that, you know. And so think about what you can focus on educationally. Number four is media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, anything with disseminating information far and wide. And so, again, you might hear from somebody who's offering you an opportunity to do something. You used to work with them or you used to do that show or you used to write for that publication, you know, whatever it is. And so it's coming back around. Or you could be slowing down or wrapping up and moving away from something you've been involved with now or just finessing it during this time in some new way. So give it think about how you feel about yourself in this scenario, anything you need to do about that image, brand, your name, your title, or how you're showing up in this scenario. And then remember that we have all this squaring frictional energy to Capricorn. So that's playing out over the next 3.5 weeks, but it's also very, very intensely playing out in this week ahead. I think this week ahead is, you know, well, the next 2 weeks ahead are really, really intense. But this week ahead, definitely a lot going on here. So the square for Leo means that whatever it is you're dealing with those Mercury retrograde themes, there's going to be this push where you're either going to be more ambitious and driven and motivated and active and pushing to get something up over the top, or you're going to be frustrated or challenged and there's some kind of obstacle and you're going to try to overcome it. And that is about your sixth house. So it's either about your work. This could be, you know, needing to land a job, the job you're at. It could be work you're trying to do around your home or work to help out the community, whatever the work is. It could involve coworkers or hired help. It could involve paperwork. It could involve cleaning or organizing. So, you know, that whole work scenario revolves around those topics. Number two, it could be about health. So you could be really motivated to get healthier or to deal with a health issue or to maybe you're driven to promote something in the health industry, you know, so health is number two. And number three is animals. So Maybe you're trying to figure out how you're going to travel with your dog, or maybe, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of different things this could be. Maybe you're going to start to push harder to get your cat on, have its own YouTube show. You know, you can think about what this might be for you. But anyway, so there you have it. That's your push. And, you know, when we're adding the other energy in for this week ahead, besides what we're dealing with Mercury starting to take us back, Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th, these days the sun is highlighting this and activating that square. And so on those days, you're showing up physically or personally for that trip or education or legal or media or ceremonial or religious or political theme, and you're pushing over the work, health, or animal interest in the mix. So definitely plan on being there on those days and for more to be going on. And on Friday the 23rd, Venus squares Pluto from those two areas. So now it brings in something focused on a woman or women, on love or lovers, on income or beauty themes, and how what's happening, you know, in a bigger financial scenario or with your sex life, reproductive life, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third party in this situation. So there you have it. For Virgo, Mercury retrograde in Aries is about your eighth house. It is the powerhouse. So you guys are shifting gears here now, and it is time over this next 3.5 weeks to go back and start to rekindle something from the past or rework something that you're currently involved in, or release something that is no longer, you know, suiting you, or to slow down in current scenarios and really take the time to do something over, rethink it and rework it in some way. So the focus here on the eighth house is on the mundane side. I mean, this is financial. So you want to take your time and figure out where you are when it comes to the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, a partner's money, or any other outside financial resource. This is not about your personal income, but every other kind of financial scenario. The second thing is the more personal side of this, which means it can be about going back and reworking current things, letting go of situations, or rekindling past situations. When it comes to sexual attractions, when it comes to reproductive interests, when it comes to divorce, when it comes to a death or a birth, or it comes to any kind of third-party situation. I'm sorry, this is my dog. It's just insane. Okay, so, you know, these are important parts of life, right? So take your time, you know, listen for the news coming in about these topics. Give yourself the whole period until April 15th before you make a final decision about this. Definitely expect that you're going to be super pushed with this between April 3rd and April 5th with the square to Capricorn. And the square to Capricorn for Virgo means you guys are going to get way busier and motivated and driven and ambitious, or you guys are going to be challenged and have something to overcome, and it is going to focus on one of four things. It's either about a lover or your love life, children, or it's about a creative endeavor, or it's about something recreational. So maybe it'll switch off throughout the whole 3.5 weeks, but those are your topics. So between the 3rd and the 5th of April, those are going to get super duper busy. And this whole week ahead, you're kind of starting to go back down that road to figure out what you want, what feels good for you physically, personally, how it taps into who you are, your name, your identity, your image, your brand, your title, you know, what you want here with these financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party scenarios, and then amping it up with lovers, the kids, the creative projects, or the recreational pursuits. In the week ahead, the sun will highlight this on Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th. Expect to be showing up and getting into that story physically, or making it very personal, or aiming what you need to do for yourself about these things on those days. And on Friday the 23rd with the Venus-Pluto square, I mean, this is definitely friction energy when it comes to love and sex, or when it comes to motivation to make money, or when it comes to what you're doing with women or beauty interests, or that divorce or third party. I mean, So it's definitely going to kind of amplify that a bit on Friday. So your do-over, take your time, get it right. For Libra, all right, Libra, this Mercury, oh, and let me, before I start, Libra is the third of the four cardinal signs. Libra is one of the signs that will feel this Mercury retrograde the most intensely. And so you guys are going to be busy. And, you know, Mercury retrograde is your do-over. You're either, again, slowing down in current things and kind of rethinking where you're at with them, or you're reworking something current during this time frame so that you get it right, or you're going back to the past and running into past people, situations, issues, opportunities, and either rekindling something or releasing it. And it's all about relationships for Libra. So this is a really big period. You're on shifting ground here, and you have an opportunity to get this right, whether it's with current situations or past people. And so you want to think about romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates. Who is it, you know? I mean, I definitely think you're going to hear from some people or randomly run into some people, you know, that you weren't expecting, or maybe somebody is exiting, you know, gets a little hard to find for a few weeks here during this retrograde up through April 15th. Either way, you know, think about how you feel about yourself in this situation, how it's impacting your body, your name, your brand, your image, your title, your personal needs. How you're showing up physically or personally to connect with this person or disconnect with this person, and look at your agreements and your decisions and the talks and the meetings and the sales and the writing and the offers, you know, as they're flowing in and back around and you're figuring out where you are in the balance. When it comes to the square that this is all going to be having with Capricorn over the next 3.5 weeks, and definitely very heavily in this week ahead, it means you guys are going to be charged up about one or more of these relationships, and it's really going to motivate you to deal with something either with a lot more ambition and drive and motivation as you're trying to achieve, so you're pushing yourself, or feeling frustrated or challenged and trying to figure out, you know, how you're going to deal with whatever this obstacle is. And the focus of that, the Capricorn part of this for Libra, is about your house, or where you live, your home, your apartment, whatever, your roommates, going on with any real estate deals or moves or renovations, anything home-rooted bound. Or it can be about family or parents or history or ancestry. And so, you know, is it time to do something there? Is it time to react to something that's going on there? Watch Mars amping up, you know, the passions and the anger and the motivation, and Saturn trying to get you to make commitments or end something or tackle the responsibilities and get ambitious. And, you know, so it's really going to be intense there between April 3rd and April 5th. And in this week ahead, obviously, you're going to be feeling this during the retrograde as you're going back and dealing with whatever this is with these relationships. On Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th, the sun will highlight this story, being days where you will be in there physically or personally with this, you know, partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, whoever this is, and seeing whatever's happening here on the home front or with the family, et cetera, in that rooted fourth house of yours. And Friday the 23rd will also involve you, but it'll involve you from the Venus-Pluto square. So on this day, it may be about a woman or women that you're dealing with over this theme, or what's going on with your income, or a lover, or your love life, or beauty interests. Maybe you're, you know, changing out all the art in the house with your partner or somebody, or a specialist, I don't know. And then also the Pluto side of this, which is about the shared bigger financial picture, insurance, taxes, investments, partners, money, et cetera. Or it's about sex, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, or third parties in that story. And so that amps up on Friday the 23rd. So there you have it. For Scorpio. Scorpio, this Mercury retrograde is going to be slowing you down in current scenarios so that you figure out something or fix it or revamp it in some way. Or it is going to be allowing some things to retreat, whether that's a person or a situation, during this 3.5 weeks, giving you the space to figure out what you would not have otherwise figured out. or it's allowing you to go back to the past and run into past people and opportunities and handle issues or situations that you want to return to. And all of this for Scorpio is going to be focused on your sixth house. So it is about work, which means, you know, you could be slowing down in current work or going back over a work project and really putting all your mind to it over the next 3.5 weeks to finesse it. Or you could be going back to past work opportunities or running into old coworkers. You could be going back over something or letting someone go in the coworker or hired help scenario. It could be about paperwork that you need to get back to and deal with. It could be about organizing and cleaning. It could be about the work you're doing in your environment, not actually the job itself, you know. It could be you leaving a job. So any, you know, shifting ground here when it comes to work and an opportunity for a do-over here. And you want to be open to the past coming back around and to figure something out. Second, this is about health. So again, you're shifting gears. You can either release some health issues, or you can go back and deal with the health issue, or you can go back and rekindle some old thing you used to do for health that you were interested in that worked for you before, and now you want to go back to that. So you do want to focus on where you are with your health. And then thirdly, it's animals. So you might have a lost animal return, or you might go back and get back involved in that animal charity, or take the animals back to that old dog park where you used to walk them, or, you know, so going back to the past or slowing down in the current and revamping things as you go. And in those areas is where you'll run into those people from the past. So while you're out doing things with the animals or doing your work or attending to your health and that kind of thing. So all of this is going to be squaring Capricorn throughout this Mercury retrograde, and it's very, very amplified in this week ahead. And so for Scorpio, it is in, you know, what Mercury rules. It's in your third house of communication and information. So, man, this is really going to make it a vital time for you guys to be reconnecting with your old ideas, to be hearing from people from the past, to be getting into talks and meetings, to renegotiate or look at old agreements or sales, to look at your writing and where you're going with that, to review your interviews or auditions, to look at old proposals or decisions, you know. So information and communication is one area of this that's going to be very much frictionalized during this period, where you're very driven and ambitious and motivated and pushing yourself, or where you're challenged and trying to overcome something. And then secondly, this can be about the mundane side of your third house, which would mean instead of the communication information, it would be about a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles, your electronics, a short trip or a lot of short trips, or local activities that you're involved in. So it could be a little bit of any of that. So realize that you're going to get that amplifying over the work, the health, the animals sometime between April 3rd and 5th is when it's going to be at its height with Mercury. And in this week ahead, you're going to be kind of building to that throughout this week. You're going to have Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th when the sun will highlight this. So those days you're showing up physically, or you're getting personally involved, or you're making it about your name or brand or title or image or personal needs, you know, with the work, with the coworker, with the hired help, with the paperwork, with the health interest or the animals, and you're dealing with all that information or short trips or communication or agreements, et cetera, et cetera. It very much amplified on those days. On Friday the 23rd, Venus squares Pluto from this. So it adds into the story either something about a woman or women in the story, or what's going on with love or lovers, or your income needs, or what you're doing with beauty themes, and what's going on with shared or bigger financial resources and situations, loans, insurance, taxes, investments, alimony, et cetera, or what's going on sexually, reproductively, with divorce, with a death, a birth, or a third-party scenario. So that one's Friday. All right, for Sagittarius, Sag, you guys are taking this Mercury retrograde and going back for a do-over when it comes to lovers or your love life, when it comes to children, when it comes to creative projects, or when it comes to recreation. Could be a little bit of all of it, could just be one or two. You know what your story is. But this is an area, so it's asking you guys, you know, to look at how you feel about yourself in these scenarios. What's going on with you physically, with your body, you know, with the lover or with this creative venture or your recreational abilities or the kids. What's going on with your image or brand or name or title in this scenario? How are you showing up personally or physically? And are you happy about it, you know? And it's asking you to either slow down in current scenarios, rework some things, or let go of something that's not working, or at least give it the space of the 3.5 weeks so you figure something out, or to go back to the past and reconnect with past people, issues, opportunities, situations, and revamp that or release it or rekindle it. So, you know, here comes this flood of new flow, new direction, and your do-over with love, lovers, kids, creative projects, and recreation. As you go through this, it will be squaring Capricorn, and so there will be this big push where you're either more driven and motivated and ambitious and pushing yourself in relation to this story, or you will be challenged or frustrated and need to work something out in relation to one of those four things. And Capricorn means that at this point, it'll be about being valued or shared values in the scenario, or it will be about your income and what's going on with that, or what's going on with a purchase or a lot of purchases, or what's going on with your product or your possessions in this story. So maybe you leave a lover and take all your possessions and move out, or maybe you go back and find, you know, the perfect item you want to purchase for your lover, you know, that he saw or she saw way back in the past, you know. There's all kinds of combinations here. Maybe you're driven to make money with that creative endeavor. Maybe you're, you know, spurred on to deal with income over for the kids or your recreational pursuits. So April 3rd through 5th, that'll be very much amplified. And this week ahead, you're going to feel it as you're starting to shift gears with lovers and kids and creative projects and recreation. And you can bet that on Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th, as the sun illuminates this, you'll be showing up, you'll be standing out. It'll be about you and your involvement with these lovers or kids or creative projects or recreational pursuits. It'll be about the do-over and what's being pushed here with income or purchases or products or possessions. And on Friday the 23rd, as Venus squares Pluto here, it adds into the story women or beauty interests or income flow, or it amplifies the love side of the equation. And it also adds in Pluto themes, which are what's going on with the shared financial or outside resource, the insurance, the taxes, the investments, the alimony, et cetera, or what's going on sexually or reproductively or with the divorce or the death or the birth of the third party in the mix. So there you have it, big do-over for Capricorn. Capricorn, you are the fourth cardinal sign that will be feeling this the most intensely over the next 3.5 weeks. It's a very important do-over for you guys as well, very much about where you are physically or personally, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, when it comes to fourth house matters. So when it comes to what's happening with you in your home, what's going on with you with real estate deals, with any moves or renovations, or with family or parents or roommates. And so you're slowing down in current scenarios over the next 3.5 weeks so that you get the time to do what it is that's needed for you in this story and you figure it out, which you might have gone past you had you not had this time. Or you're taking the time to really get in there and rework something current so that it's fixed or properly functioning as it goes forward. Or you're going back to the past people, past issues, past opportunities, past situations, and reconnecting to see is there something to release or rekindle or rework when it comes to home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. And as this is happening, it is going to be squaring Mars and Saturn in your sign. This adds to the fact that this is a personal or physical story for you during this 3.5 weeks. and is about, you know, either your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title, is about, you know, what you feel capable of physically doing about this story, what you want to go back and release and get rid of that's been going on, or what you want to go back and rekindle and revamp for yourself in this scenario. In the course of the Mercury retrograde over the next 3.5 weeks, this will definitely be amplified between April 3rd and 5th. So you want to be open for the news or the talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or offers or decisions being made during that time that are pushing you. You know, this square is either that you are way more motivated and driven and ambitious and pushing yourself, or you are going to feel frustrated or challenged and pushed. So you have to kind of balance that, because you are one of the four signs under the most intense side of this, and it is impacting you on a physical or personal level. And in this week ahead, you will have highlighted days, which are Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th, where this story between you and what's going on in this home, real estate, family, parent, et cetera, arena, you'll be showing up for this. It'll be about you physically being there or personally getting involved, or again, tying in your name, your brand, your image, your personal needs or physical needs in the scenario. And on Friday the 23rd, you will have Venus square Pluto. So on Friday, it looks like there's more to the story. On this day, it might push you as well over where you are with income in this situation, or with women, or a woman, or with love, or lovers, or with beauty interests, or where you are with the bigger financial picture, like the loan, or the debt, or the inheritance, or the taxes, or insurance, or investments, or commissions, or alimony, et cetera, one of those kind of financial themes, or where you are sexually, reproductively, hormonally, with any kind of purging you're trying to do, with a divorce, with a death, with a birth, or with any third-party scenarios in that story. So there you have it. Take your time. You got 3.5 weeks with this. This week ahead, definitely a big one for you as you push or are pushed over these themes. For Aquarius, this Mercury retrograde is happening in your third house that is what Mercury rules. So this is maybe, you know, you're not under the direct hit of the square or the opposition or conjunction, but it is in an area that's definitely going to be, man, a lot of news, a lot of thoughts, a lot of talks and running into people and meetings and interviews and agreements and sales and writing and decisions and proposals. You know, the communication, the information is super highlighted in this retrograde over the next 3.5 weeks. And on the mundane side of this, for going on with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, and local activities. So it's go time with this. It's time to slow down in current scenarios and rethink what's been going on. It's time to go over current scenarios and rework them. It's time to allow for some retreating of situations or people if that needs to happen. It's time to go back to the past and reconnect with past people and ideas and issues and opportunities and situations and see what needs to be released, what you can rekindle, what you can rethink or rework. So you're definitely in flux here, Aquarius, for the next 3.5 weeks up through April 15th. Allow this information and these ideas to swirl. Double-check your facts and figures. Double-check your, you know, that you don't have mechanical or electronic breakdowns, that you don't miss your flight or drive in the wrong direction. You're going to be a little bit more prone to that than some of the other signs, but you're also going to have way more information and way more chances to communicate and make choices during this period. It will be very much amplified between April 3rd and 5th when the story is going to be squaring Capricorn. And for Aquarius, this Capricorn energy means that as you're dealing with all of this stuff I just listed, it will there will be a lot of this push, either you pushing yourself to be driven and more passionate and more ambitious about doing something, or feeling pushed, frustrated, challenged, something to overcome. And it's going to be focused on your 12th house. And so this means that there is something going on with a clandestine or private or secret romance or a romantic getaway in the story, or there's something going on spiritually with prayer, meditation, yoga. It could be something going on magically or with psychic matters or dreams. Could be something going on in the artistic realm. That could be painting, film, music, poetry, dance, sculpture, anything artistic that's part of the story. Could be something going on with institutions like hospitals, spas, retreats, prisons, psychiatric wards, places like that. Or it could be something going on with investigations or research or secrets. So definitely Aquarius, just like Taurus, is one of the signs where you might run information that you did not know has been hidden from you or that has been in secret. Now it all comes out. It could also be that you're the one that has the secret that now comes out during this retrograde. There's a, you know, so any of these things you can be pushed over and driven towards through this Mercury retrograde and amplified between April 3rd and 5th. And then this week ahead, amplified on Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th. Those 2 days, you showing up for that local activity or short trip, or you showing up and getting personally involved in the talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or offers or decisions or what you're doing with siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics, and really pushing in these areas of artistic, spiritual, romantic, institutional, or research or secretive themes. And Friday is exactly the same, only on Friday the 23rd. Venus adds to the story, which means we now have love or lovers in the story, or we have women or a woman, or we have income, interest, or beauty themes in the story. And Pluto is also in the story, which is either about the bigger financial topics or the sexual attraction or interest or the reproductive need, the divorce, the death, the birth, or the third-party scenario. So there you have it. For Pisces, Mercury retrograde over this next 3.5 weeks is going to be slowing you down and taking you back to the past when it comes to your income, your purchases, your products, and your possessions. So in Aries, it's asking you to look at where you are physically or personally in this mix. Are you happy about your needs being met here? Are you happy about your brand, your image, your body, your title, your name in this scenario? Do you need to show up physically, or do you need to get more personally involved and do something differently when it comes to making money or your purchases or your possessions or your product? And so that's what this story is about for you over this next 3.5 weeks. And so in this, you could slow down, you know, see a slowdown in current income or purchases, products, possessions, giving you that chance to figure something out. You could just be getting very much focused on what's been going on in these areas and rework something, really hammer down on it over the next 3.5 weeks and figure out what's wrong and tweak it and get it right. You could exit a situation that you feel over in one of these areas, or you could return to the past, a past income opportunity or idea, a past purchase that you wanted to make but you didn't and now you can, or you made it and now you want to get rid of it or get a different one, right? Or that past interest in the product or the possessions. Maybe you'll be clearing out your closet and donating to, you know, Goodwill or having a yard sale or whatever. So we're in flux with these themes. It's a do-over. And as you go through this, you guys are going to be in this frictional square to Capricorn with these themes, which will be amped up over the next 3.5 weeks, but definitely in this week ahead. And, you know, for you guys, that means that there is either more push that's coming from you as you feel more driven and ambitious and motivated to do something, or you feel challenged or frustrated, and so you feel pushed and you have to overcome something. And it will involve friends or associates, groups, the internet, gatherings, parties, events, social networking, astrology, charities, or it will involve personal aspirations or original projects. And so you can plan on really seeing this amplified between April 3rd and 5th. And definitely in this week ahead, the story is going to be under this square on Saturday the 24th and Thursday the 29th. And on those days, you show up physically, or you make it about your name, your brand, your body, your image, your title, your needs when it comes to this money flow or purchase or product or possession. And what's happening with these friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, aspirations, original projects. And that same exact story happens on Friday the 23rd, only on Friday the 23rd, it's more about the Venus-Pluto impact on the story, which means now it involves a lover or your love life, or it involves, it kind of amplifies the income side of the story, or it involves women or a woman, or it involves beauty themes. And with Pluto, it involves the bigger financial scenario, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the commissions, the partner's money, you know, whatever that outside big financial influence is. Or it involves sex, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, or a third party in the story. So there you guys have it. Double check facts and figures. Hold off on signing agreements if you can without hurting yourself. Buy warranties, save receipts, hold on to those anger moments, try to work out anger on your own if you can, do follow through with the passions and the motivation, and see what this do-over can bring for you guys. Happy Mercury retrograde. May the week ahead be wondrous. I will see you guys next week, same time, God willing. Zoe Moon signing out. You guys can find me on FacebookDaily.com/ Zoe Moon Astrology. Have a good one.